Well, hello and welcome in again. A very Merry Christmas to you if you're listening to this when it's first broadcast. It's Christmas week, Mike. And my name is Brian Brown. Let me introduce myself and Mike Harlan, the host, is the director of Lifeway Worship Resources. And we're coming to you as always in the now beautifully decorated for Christmas B.B. McKinney Studios in downtown Nashville, Tennessee.
Historic B.B. McKinney Studios.
Yes, it's historic.
Don't leave that out.
And, the tree is being decorated, at least in the theater of my mind, here in the studio. So
I understand there's a lot of room up there.
A lot of room in the theater of my mind, yes.
Must be a big tree.
There's a lot of clutter up there as well. But we'll get into that another time. Mike, we want to talk today. There was a blog. It was originally written by our friend Paul Clark, the state music director for the Tennessee Baptist Convention, and it was called Singing Good News at Christmas. So talk to us a little bit about Paul, first of all, and then about the blog that he wrote that had many people responding.
Yeah, Paul is a great leader and just such a great friend. He's been in music ministry forever and ever and ever. And a lot of the friends that are out there that know Paul personally will know that Paul has been dealing with the after effects of a pretty significant stroke.
Right.
Paul's life forever changed, you know, as he was at work one day and had that medical event that he still deals with the after effects of that. But I tell you what, through blogs like this and through a long legacy of ministry that Paul had as a minister of music and then as the state director for the Tennessee Baptist Convention in the music area, Paul's influence and ministry still felt by many, many, many people. And highlighting this blog today and recounting for our audience some of the things that Paul says in it just prompts us to tell people and remind people to pray for our brother. Mm-hmm. We don't understand why things happen in life. God is a sovereign God. We can't explain why some great man like Paul is having to deal with some things he deals with. But very, very grateful that his life is one that we can look to and see the evidence of grace at work in his life, his family, the many friends that are supporting him and loving him. I went to see Paul not very long ago and went by to see and check on him how he's doing. And when I walked in, I could hear the music playing, and he was listening to a great classic work and just enjoying the music of that moment and just sharing those moments with him and praying with him. Just reminded me again of how much we love this guy and how much respect we have for Paul and Paul's ministry. This subject is really indicative of the kind of ministry that Paul had himself and the kind that he challenged churches to have. Because, Brian, as you well know, at Christmas time, there's something about Christmas and music.
Right.
Matter of fact, people identify Christmas with music and vice versa. It's just that time of year, the celebration, the season of it, the spiritual significance of that season, but the family significance and all of the things that happen around Christmas just seems to be a music kind of year and a time of year. And what better time of year that can we use the medium of music to tell the gospel story than the Christmas season, when it seems the whole world, I mean, people that are even critical of the Christian faith or even hostile to it will sing carols at Christmas,
right.
and maybe ignoring the very thing that they're singing when they sing Silent Night or Joy to the World or O Come All You Faithful. But what an opportunity we have as believers in the Christmas season to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to a world that so desperately needs it and use music to do it. So Paul's blog is very timely for this time of year and very powerful, just like we know his ministry always has been.
And we should point out to our listeners, I was obviously being facetious about the decorations in the studio. We record these things months in advance. At the point we're recording this, Paul is struggling, and we don't know what that will lead to, but we do know that the impact of his life will go on far beyond this date because of articles he's written, the way that he served. And of course, we know as Christians that in any outcome, we do not mourn as those who have no hope, Paul reminds us. But we're going to be singing together around the throne with Paul in the future, no matter how the Lord moves and no matter how the Lord chooses to heal Paul.
That's the glorious thing about the gospel. I've got other friends that are in my mind right now, and I won't call names, but people that on this earth are having to live with what the Bible called light and temporary trials. Mm. And boy, they don't seem light,
no.
And they sure don't seem temporary when it month after month after month. But the truth is, this part is temporary for all of us.
Right.
And there is a day coming when we'll be perfectly healed, and we'll have a body that's new, that we will be like Him. We'll see Him as He is. We'll celebrate forever, and we'll enjoy celebrating Jesus for eternity.
Amen.
So,
well, Mike, you know, a lot of people do struggle. We talk about the joy of Christmas, the happiness, the gift, the family, the celebrations. But it's also the time of year we know that suicides are at their highest point sometimes around the holidays. And a lot of people are dealing with losing a loved one or have lost a loved one. So how can music help us at Christmas time? Remind us of the promise that we have. Remind us of the joy that will be when a lot of times in these light and temporary here on earth, we're facing some very real issues, and sometimes it might be a Christmas where we might not be feeling so joyful, might not be feeling so celebratory. So what role does music play in reminding us of the grand old story and the great joy that we have promised to us
as
Christians?
Well, I mean, when you think about the Christmas season in the church calendar, often you'll hear people talk about Advent,
yes,
which is the series of Sundays that lead up to Christmas. And Advent is a season where, and churches do it different ways. Some churches light Advent candles or have Advent wreaths and all of that as a symbol of a progression of a season. And, of course, the first Advent was Israel crying out to the Lord, come, come, Emmanuel, anticipating his first appearing when he came as a baby. And that's what the first Advent was all about. The classic carol, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, is the classic Advent carol that where Israel is crying out for their Messiah to be born. And that would be the first Advent. But we celebrate Advent today. We talk about that coming of Christ, but we also, there's a hope of another coming of Christ.
Amen.
And the Bible calls that the second coming of Christ, or the return of Jesus when he comes to rule and reign. And so at Christmas time, as we sing about the first one, we can also sing about the next one, and we can live in anticipation and declare with anticipation the coming of Jesus again with confidence, because he said he would come the first time. He did. And he has said repeatedly in his word that he's coming again. Mm. He's never given us a reason to doubt him. So we can proclaim here in a time of year that can be challenging, sometimes hard for folks. We can declare with confidence that he's coming back. And when he comes back, he will redeem us from all of the heartache and the separation and the grief and the sorrow that we feel now. He will redeem all of that. He'll wipe every tear from our eyes. We'll be united with him forever and ever in heaven. And man, that's something to sing about at Christmas, isn't it?
Amen. Mike, you know, I as you know, we knew each other before you were the director of Lifeway Worship Resources, when you were a minister of music and you were a songwriter for the Lifeway Music Department then, and then called Genevox. And I know you like to write Christmas musicals and put those together probably as much or more than anything you ever did. And I know in your musicals, that was a constant theme, to not just talk about the first Advent, but the second coming, and that always led there. So talk about the importance maybe of the Christmas musical and the singing songs of Christmas, the ways churches do that, that can both celebrate the first coming but point us to the next one.
Well, I would encourage any church leader to not miss the opportunity to clearly present the whole gospel story at Christmas time.
Amen.
That doesn't mean that we don't sing the traditional carols, and not every carol tells the whole story, but to put things together, worship services and musical experiences, even the moments of ministry where you go out and you sing and you share great music at Christmas, to be intentional that the whole gospel story is in what we sing, and to use, there's some wonderful new songs that tell the gospel. I think about the great Town and Getty tune, In Christ Alone, which, by the way, if you look at that whole text, it's a Christmas text. The first two verses especially are the Christmas text, but then it tells about the cross, it tells about the grave, and it tells about him coming again. That song celebrates the truth of Christmas, but also declares the hope of the future. And there are many great songs. I think about a song like Mary, Did You Know, that people love at Christmas time, that embodies so much and describes so much the ministry that Jesus had here on earth and how he heals and how he delivers and provides. So there are many, many, many great Christmas songs that tell the gospel and tell it very clearly and beautifully. And we need to be intentional that when we tell any of the story, we tell the whole story of what Jesus did when he came.
That's good. And Christmas is one of those wonderful times to point to those Old Testament prophecies that predicted his coming. Talk about how Christ was the fulfillment of those prophecies in every way. And then talk again, as you said, about the second advent and the second coming. Again, the topic here is singing the good news at Christmas. And it was born out of a blog written by Paul Clark that you can find at worshiplife.com. And the blog is called Singing Good News at Christmas. And Paul very eloquently discusses this topic as well. And we would want to point you to that resource this Christmas season. Well, Mike, before we sign off, for I guess it'll be the year for new broadcasts. We'll start in January of 2017, if we can believe that. Just a final word for the folks out there.
Yeah, I'm just tickled to death at how people are listening to the podcast, the way they're interacting with us. We've been recording these this week, and almost every podcast we've recorded this week has been in response to an email somebody sent us and asking us to, would you talk about this topic? Would you consider this question? Or even points that they think should be made. We love the conversation, because the worst thing we could do would be sit in some kind of tower here in Nashville, Tennessee, and pretend like we know what is happening in all the churches and just make stuff and say, go do this. We would be failing in our duties if this was just a one-way conversation where we make something and ask everybody out there to figure out what to do with it.
Right.
We really want the dialogue with churches. We want to know what God's doing, what he's saying, what are your struggles, what are your joys, how can we encourage you, how can we support you. And I just want to say at the end of this one, thank you for listening, thank you for talking to us, for coming to our events, for emailing us and sharing your thoughts and concerns, and we're always happy to respond and delighted when we hear from you.
Worship@lifeway.com is the way to reach out to us, and thank you so much for all the good feedback, for the way you've gone in and reviewed the podcast and rated it. As you know, that helps us get our message out and grow the conversation, the number of voices that are in the conversation. We're praying for you. We're praying for your church. And as you begin, whether your musical is just finished, we pray that God would continue to bring blessing for that seed that you have planted, that it would be watered and grown, and the Holy Spirit would continue to minister to the people that were a part of your Christmas program. If many of you will have Christmas Eve services coming up, and just this entire Christmas season, we know, Mike, it's one of the greatest ways to reach unchurched people is through the Christmas time. And also this time of year, know that your friends at Lifeway Worship Resources will be praying for you. We know many of you are dealing with lost loved ones, difficult times this Christmas season, and we are just so thankful for the hope that we have in Christ that one day we will be singing together around the throne. Mike, one of the great songs that Lifeway Worship has had the blessing of stewarding recent years is a song called Christmas in Heaven.
Yes.
And one day we'll be able to experience Christmas in Heaven together as believers around the throne. And it's going to be an amazing time. Thank you so much for joining us. For Mike Harlan, this is Brian Brown saying goodbye. Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful Christmas season.